Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning, good day to you on this July 13th. My guests this morning, Bob Bupka, Ray Stosic, Catherine Ziem, David Havens, Gianna Rojas, and Kent Paisley. Oh, we're going to cover it all today, but first we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You know, they say that it's going to be like a little windy today. I don't see a palm frond moving much at all. I don't see those trade winds 16 miles per hour. So if you're heading out on the course today, it's going to be 88 hot degrees today. And 11, is going to be the intensity of the sun. So make sure that you put that sunscreen on. The voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, the host of the Grill Room Golf Show, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, is Bob Bupka. He's hanging out in the Hamptons, getting ready to go to the Open at Portrush. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bobby.
Well, thank you very much, Danielle. You're right. It's intense preparation time for me, so I have to come to the Hamptons. I'm overlooking my brother, Tom, and his lovely swimming pool, his wife, June, up on the deck. I feel out of place in the Hamptons, even though I was born and raised here. But I am excited about tomorrow. 68 years, Danielle. You really have to take that into account. And I got the full impact of what's going to transpire next week. While we're at the Ryder Cup in France, word came to us that the tickets for the Open were completely sold out. And at first, I said, there's got to be some kind of mistake. The Open's never sold out. You know that, Danielle. And then all of a sudden, I get confirmation, yes, indeed, it is sold out. And according to Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell, both very familiar with the area, they grew up there, they said the excitement level is going to be unlike any other excitement level at any previous Open championship. So it really is going to be a beauty.
It's going to be a beauty. And the way Royal Portrush is, it's got these different observation areas because it goes up and down in the hills and people can stand around and watch. It almost feels in a way like a Ryder Cup with all the things that are going to be going on and the excitement level and the desire for someone like Rory McIlroy to win the Open at Royal Portrush. Graham McDowell played his heart out to get in to play at Royal Portrush. This is a homecoming, the first time in years that an Open's been played at Royal Portrush. I'm watching the Scottish Open right now, okay, and I'm looking at the leaderboard and knowing that six out of the last nine champions played Scottish Open prior to going to the Open the week before. This leaderboard, I don't see Rory coming on strong. The one name that's really standing out at the top or close to the top would be someone like Henrik Stenson. It's interesting to see one American coming on strong, Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar was kind of close to winning the Open at one point. Tell us, what are your thoughts on how the Scottish Open going into the Open, how is this all playing out in your mind?
Well, you make some good points there, Danielle. I think more and more players are starting to realize the best preparation possible for the Open Championship would be to play the week before, in this case, even 2 weeks before, in the Irish Open held at Lahinch. And there's no getting used to the conditions on a links course like Portrush without having been over there and playing. I think it was somewhat foolish. Maybe Tiger even sent it out as a joke that he was preparing by getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning to equate his body to the time zone that he's going to be spending in Ireland. He hadn't played since the United States Open. And, you know, on the surface, you would say, well, you can't count Tiger in it all. But he is the master of surprise. So who knows? He's liable to show up there, and we'll have a historic Open Championship. But nothing would ever compare if Rory McIlroy is walking down the 72nd hole, the hometown local hero, the guy that shot 61 at Royal Portrush when he was 16 years old, with a lead to win. And likewise, for Graham McDowell. I mean, Graham McDowell is legendary over there, of course, having won the 2010 United States Open at Pebble Beach. So it's going to be an exciting one. Matt Kuchar, you know, Danielle, he probably, if we were to analyze it to the T, he probably could wear the distinction of best player never to win a major. I mean, he's done so much, a former U.S. amateur champion back in 1998, great professional career, made millions and millions and millions of dollars, but never has tasted the thrill of a major championship. But it could easily be Matt Kuchar come next week.
Yeah, well, a lot of the older guys do win the Open. I think more older players win the Open than any other of our major championships.
They do that in honor of you and I.
Oh.
they know that we would know about them. Some of the young people covering golf might not even know who Matt Kuchar is anymore. Yeah, they'd be a Matt Wolf fan or a Nate Lashley fan, which is a pretty interesting story, a great human interest story. I know you've covered it on your show, but for Nate Lashley to come back from having lost his mom, his dad, his girlfriend in a plane crash, I mean, the intestinal fortitude that it takes to bounce back. The only thing that's pretty interesting, his new girlfriend, her name is Ashley. So if they do get married, she's going to be Ashley Lashley. I mean, it's got a nice ring to it.
And on that note, let me see now. Where are you and Janice staying, your producer? Where are you folks staying in Royal Portrush?
Well, they have a delightful hotel right back in the middle of Portrush, and we our accommodations have been taken care of by Talk Sport, and we will be staying there. So we're going to be right in the middle of all the festivities, all the action, all the excitement. We're really looking forward to taking it in. I mean, Janice, we've covered events really everywhere, but we have not covered one in Northern Ireland. We're going to be able to chalk that up on the list after next week. And I fully anticipate it to be one of the great Open Championships of all time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm going to have to find a squeeze time to get you into the show in the midst of all your Talk Sport reporting that you do. You're almost nonstop for 12 or 13 hours a day. You're truly amazing. Before you go, do you have a pick?
Yeah, I actually do, and I consulted quite a few experts on this, and everyone, including Rory and including Graham McDowell, they said, choose Guinness. If you drink Guinness, you can't go wrong while you're in Northern Ireland. So that's the direction I'm going.
I was talking about who's going to win the Open.
Well, let's dream together. Let's put together a Daniel Tucker dream and have Rory McIlroy get the job done.
That would be wonderful. Bob Bupka, thank you so much. The voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK and host of the Grill Room Golf Show. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'll talk to you next week from Royal Portrush. Aloha.
It's my honor, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
And we'll be back after this. Ray Stosek is joining us because it's time for the call for volunteers. Sony Open in Hawaii, just 6 months away. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Ray Stosek, president, 141 Premier Sports, and of course, the tournament director, Sony Open in Hawaii. It's the 2019 Sony Open. I got this email. It said, we need fun and friendly faces at the front. Join our admissions and will call volunteer committee for the 2020 Sony Open in Hawaii. And I thought, my goodness, that's right. It's time for us to gear up for the Sony. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ray.
Aloha, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. In addition to the call for volunteers, of course, it's also time to sign up sponsors. Sponsorships available for all kinds of fabulous parts of the tournament where people can go and have a little something to eat and drink, the chalet. Tell us about who you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that when we see a lot of people at the tournament each January and they say, well, what do you do the rest of the year? Well, it takes about 10 and a half, 11 months to prepare for each year's event. So after we finished up this past January with an exciting event, we moved right into creating our sales tools and starting out into the marketplace to sell. So we have a number of different opportunities from playing in professional pro-ams with the pros to hospitality, either on an individual basis, something like the Sweet 16 is a tent where we have High's Steakhouse put out some fabulous food on the 16th hole, and that's individual purchase available. And then also corporate hospitality, corporations can get up to a skybox on the 17th or 18th hole. They can get individual tents for smaller size groups. But all of those sponsorship opportunities, along with our Monday Pro-Am, which is $6,000 to play Wailea a couple times and to go to the parties and what have you. So all of those are available on our website, SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
SonyOpenInHawaii.com. If you'd like to get some branding done or some advertising done, there are whole sponsorships, exhibition tents, sponsors of various areas on course or the events. And, of course, one of the most fabulous things you can do, as Ray was saying, is the individual package of $6,000, including two rounds of golf, a practice, and the pro-am at Wailea Country Club, and those invitations to the very exclusive events. Signing up to be a volunteer, looking for the fun and friendly faces at the front. Lots of people, 1,500 are needed to actually make the Sony Open in Hawaii come off?
Yes, Daniel, that's the reason that we're able to give. Last year we gave a little over $1.2 million to over 150 local charities. So if we didn't have the volunteers in the community to come out and assist us with putting on the tournament, we would have to pay those expenses, and we wouldn't be. We'll be nearing near $20 million to local charities as we go into next January's event. So without volunteers, and there's some really neat areas, I mean, everything from transportation, where we provide the vehicles and you actually pick up the pros and their families at their various hotels and bring them to the tournament, to being inside the ropes with various positions and marshals and what have you. And so you get a bird's eye view because you're inside the ropes instead of outside. So we've got a lot of areas.
Yeah, and that thinking of inside the ropes, something else that you can do is the honorary observer. So you can buy it's a donation to our charities, but you pay and then you get to follow a group. Do you still do that?
We still do. It's a very exciting program where if you have purchased a sponsorship in the event. We have on the last four groups of each day's tournament, we allow up to four to six individuals to go inside the ropes. They're credentialed, and it's pretty neat because some of the players will come and ask you how you're doing and what's going on, but being inside, it's been a very popular program for the PGA Tour.
Absolutely. I had the opportunity at the Sony Open to be an honorary observer, and it is, it's a lot of fun, and you get to learn a lot. So if you're into the game, you've always wanted to follow one of the professionals, watch the club selection, how they attack, how they finesse the hole, the shot. It's a great, great experience, and it's a lot of fun. So the volunteers also get a lot of, besides the camaraderie, volunteers get shirts and hats, and don't they get to play at Wailea afterwards or have a party?
Yeah, we do both of those. There's 47 sanctioned tournaments on the PGA Tour for 2019 and moving forward. We're the only tournament that I'm aware of that gives complimentary tournament shirt, cap. We feed the volunteers. We have a full-on party for the volunteers the week after the event. They also get a chance to play Wailea, the first 144 that sign up during tournament week get to play. So it's unheard of. Anybody that's volunteered or been to another tournament around the country, they actually have to purchase their uniforms. And so we're, I think we're pretty unique.
You are. And SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's where you sign up for sponsorship or go and contact Sony Open about sponsorship info and get more what's available, what you can do, how you can be a part of this amazing group of people, Friends of Hawaii Charities, Sony Open in Hawaii, the money that comes together and helping all the charities around Hawaii that are participating. They're, of course, also working tirelessly to prepare for the event. Volunteers enjoy the camaraderie, the volunteering, and we need volunteers. This past week, I didn't realize Friends of Hawaii Charities celebrated the two retiring volunteers, Jimmy Kometani and Dave Masters, a combined 84 years of volunteer service.
And it just goes to show you, once you've come and volunteered 1 year, the camaraderie, the different people you meet, and they come back year after year. We're so blessed.
That we are. We are. We need 1,500 volunteers. So SonyOpenInHawaii.com is the place. Pro transportation, admissions, gallery control, shot link, fun, friendly faces at the front. Sony Open in Hawaii. Ray Stosek, thank you so much for being on the show.
And Danny, thank you for all your support to the Friends of White Cherries and Sony Open. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're going to come back because there is a tournament coming up for women on Maui. We're going to get the details. You should invite your friends over. It's going to be later this year, so they got plenty of time to make their reservations. And there's some specials at some of the hotels to bring down the price. We're going to talk about it right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past Kaeamoku on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yes. You know, there are two numbers you should have on your refrigerator or at least in your phone, preferably kept in the same place. Your plumber's number and Oahu Extraction's number. The first call you make is to your plumber, of course. The next is Oahu Extraction. They'll be there in 90 minutes, and the quicker Oahu Extraction can get on the job and begin that mitigation process, the better off you are. If the water main breaks and floods you, if the wastewater pipes in your building fail, if the sprinkler system, if you're in that building, save the day, yes, indeed, but there's a watery mess and more to clean up, you got to call Oahu Extraction. Right now, they're handling a 10-story watery mess cleanup. 10 stories. Something happened up there. It came all the way down. Call Oahu Extraction. They can handle small jobs. They can handle very big jobs. And call them. Introduce yourself. 808-330-6212. That's 330-6212.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Maui certainly has been in the news, and we hope that everybody is safe and that the firefighters and all the first responders who are handling and tackling these fires that have just been unbelievable on Maui are okay and everyone's safe and things are becoming more under control with the blustery winds that they've had on Maui. It's been very difficult, but we're going to take on a much more fun topic And I love the whole idea of For the Love of the Game. It's the 64th Maui Women's Invitational, and the tournament chair, Catherine Zem, Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament Steering Committee Chair, is with us this morning. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I'm so excited about the tournament. I'm also thankful that people have, you know, survived the fires and everything like that. It was pretty scary there, and the pictures were really frightening.
Yes.
But we all are pretty well calmed down now, and the roads are open, and people seem to be safe.
Good, good.
Yes.
So while you're listening to us, you can go to mwigolf.org. mwigolf.org. Of course, that stands for Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament, okay? And this tournament goes, it predates statehood. Tell us how this all started.
Well, way back in 1954, there was a competition between, it was a four ball, and it was John Leong, Jackie Yates, and Jackie Yates was Hawaii's premier amateur golfer at the time, and they played against Elizabeth James and Willie Gu. And there was so much fun associated with that whole four-ball tournament that Elizabeth decided to go ahead and found a women's only tournament. And the purpose of it was to unite Waiahu ladies and the Maui Country Club ladies. And that's, you know, like now it's an hour and 15-minute drive away. It's a pretty far drive away from each other, and back then it had to be even worse. But, you know, she wanted to just get women's golf to be celebrated. You know, it's a particular sisterhood, us women golfers. You know, you take time out of your day to create 5 hours of time to go and play golf, and then to do it with your sisters from other parts of the island, and then Hawaii-wide, I mean, it's gotten to be so exciting over this last six decades. It's been going on for a long time.
It has,
and it's
yes.
run by local women.
And yes, you being one of them, bringing it together. And this year, I like what you've done, your whole sponsorships. You're not doing the general, you know, most whole sponsorships. This company is sponsoring the whole, and that's really cool because it gives the person who's there sponsoring a little attention, and it also gives the tournament some money to give to a charity. But tell us how you're handling whole sponsorships this year.
Well, this suggestion came from one of our steering committee members, Lynn Moogie, who's been running Kanapali Ladies for over 13, 14 years. Well, anyway, she said, well, Catherine, why don't we have the holes be something special? Like, why don't we have it be honoring a woman or a person who made a big difference for you in golf or even in your personal and business lives, you know? Why don't we have them say, let's sponsor a hole, but I'm going to put my girlfriend's name who got me started in golf doing this.
Oh.
Or somebody who gave me a lesson and really made a difference. And, you know, that's going to be our recommendation this year. And you can always do it, you know, if you have a service you want to advertise and things like that. But, you know, like for me, I come from a, you know, big Filipino family. There's 13 of us.
Wow.
And there's seven of us girls, and we're going to honor our parents. They had to be crazy having so many kids, but, you know, they are now deceased and taking care of us from heaven. But I tell you, just honoring them and being able to raise us all as pretty decent citizens in this crazy upside-down world, I mean, you know, I can't thank my parents often enough.
That's wonderful.
And Lynn herself, she's honoring Ruth Wilson, who got her started as an adult player and made it so much fun that Lynn's been playing forever now. She can't give it up. That's what golf is like. That's what the sisterhood is like.
Yes, it's a camaraderie like no other, and you're all together. You don't have to be all great golfers.
No.
And I think that's one of the biggest messages I've got to give you. You don't have to be a great golfer to play in the Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. You have to have a handicap, you know, like a gin or equivalent that's recognized by the tournament committee. It's October 12th through the 13th on both Ka'anapali golf courses. So you'll be on the ocean side, and you get to play the Royal golf course as well, which is absolutely fabulous. It's a Robert Trent Jones Senior golf course. It's absolutely beautiful. It's $185. That's all. And you get two rounds of golf, your cart, range balls, and the award luncheon at Roy's Ka'anapali following Sunday's play. And you get a whole lot of fun, because that's what this game is all about, is getting out there and having fun. So day one, you're on the Ka'anapali Kai with a 12:30 shotgun. Day two, you're at the Ka'anapali Royal. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun. And it coincides with the running of the 2019 Maui Marathon.
Yeah.
Talk about getting people together.
I know. They'll be, you know, the fastest runners in the marathon are going to be entering Ka'anapali just about the time we're teeing off. So, you know, you have to figure the stars are aligning on sports that day and shining brightly over Maui. So, you know, it's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
It is. Yeah.
And you've put together some really nice, I mean, there's lots of different things that people can do. You've got the kickoff party at the Royal Lahaina Resort on Friday before.
Yes.
That's included in the entry fee?
Yes, it is. And we, oh gosh, you know, different the golf courses and the businesses here in Maui have really gotten behind it. They are, because we are going to have blind drawings of the various gifts given to us by all these Maui merchants. So we've got rounds of golf. Even the PGA got involved. They are throwing in two passes to the Century Tournament of Champions.
Those are clubhouse passes.
The clubhouse passes.
Yes, those are clubhouse.
It includes, you know, on-site parking. You know, that's really good.
Yes, I love it. Grand Wailea, Roy's Ka'anapali, Cone's Restaurants, Boss Frogs, Maui Ocean Center, Lahaina Lanai Ferry, Diamond Head Theater, P.F. Chang's Waikiki, Marmok Ace Hardware, Taverna, Joey's Kitchen, Safeway, Foodland. Everybody is providing something for this blind draw prize, including those Century Tournament of Champions clubhouse passes. That's awesome. So you're also looking to keep the entry fee low. You are looking for any cash sponsors.
Yeah, that's behind the $100 whole sponsorship.
Okay.
So if you do have somebody, and guys, you know, think of the women in your life who are golfers. Maybe you buy a hole to, you know, honor your honey who's a golfer and goes golfing with you on vacation, you know.
I just had the most amazing idea. Would you marry me? She ends up on some hole, and there's a sign, honey, marry me, please.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful way? Yes.
That would be a wonderful way.
We're talking about the 64th Maui Women's Invitational for the love of the game. And I told you about some really great kama'aina. If you are a Maui Women's Golf Invitational group member at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, the kama'aina rate is $189. So that is a really good rate. And there's other rates, that run of house, run of ocean, run of house with breakfast, run of ocean with breakfast. Lots going on, all put together by Catherine Zem, the tournament chair, and the steering committee. A lot of ladies getting together. If you want to get more information, it's mwigolf.org. Maui Women's Invitational Golf, mwigolf.org. Thanks so much, Catherine, for being on the show.
And thank you. You know, you're such a positive force for golf here and around the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to talk with a man who has been encouraging people to get into the game. His name is David Havens, PGA, Aloha Section PGA, PGA of the Year, the Havens Experience at Maui Nui Golf Course, and he's founder of Spare for Change. We'll talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow. How can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Bridgestone E12 Soft. Bridgestone E6 Soft. Bridgestone E6 Soft golf balls are all about distance. According to the Bridgestone ball fitting data, and they were the first ones to do ball fitting, by the way, the ball proven to go at least 9 yards longer, I'll take nine, and 31% straighter than competitors. I like straight. How about the 12? Soft golf balls are all about more distance, just in general. It's a three-piece Sirlin-covered ball featuring Bridgestone's gradational compression core. Soft in the middle for feel. Gets progressively firmer for more distance. A completely new ball from Bridgestone. You can take your pick, okay? So all you got to do is be the ninth caller, and the number is 545-1111. 808-545-1111. And a box is yours. All right, let's go Maui again. David Havens, PGA. Aloha Section, PGA. PGA of the Year. The Havens Experience. Maui Nui Golf Course is where he's at. He's founder of Spare for Change. And he's got something very interesting coming up, and I'm not sure, but it is the second Maui Nui 500 golf event at the Maui Nui Golf Club. 500. I'm worried this is 500 holes of golf. I don't know. David, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. You're in Kona trying to get home to Maui to see what happened, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm at the airport, so if you hear someone come on the background, I apologize.
Yeah, look, boarding now. Boarding. So, what's happening? What's the 500 stand for?
So it's basically a race, and it's to see how fast we can do 100 holes.
It is 100 holes.
And I just said five. We're going to say 500 because I've got enough people to where we're going to do at least 500 holes. We'll probably do something closer to 2,000 in the one day. And it's a way that it's kind of like my version of a charity walk. We raise money for Spare for Change. There's going to be a couple other charities that are going to be there that are also going to raise money for their respective charities. And it's going to help me grow and expand Spare for Change here in Hawaii and into other states on the mainland.
It's fantastic.
So,
now, how does this work? So you're going to, it's like speed golf, and you're going to play 100 holes?
I basically have the course for the whole day, Danielle, there at Maui Nui Golf Club, and that way we can just play and go at whatever pace we want. My group, we play really fast, so it'll take us about 5 hours, 6 hours to play 100 holes. Imagine that.
I'm trying to.
We'll all have our separate carts, and we just go. And I cut two flags into each green, so we can play to either hole. That makes it twice as fast. And so, before we know it, we're through 50 holes, and it's 9:30 in the morning because we're going to start at 7 o'clock.
Smart.
And we have the course. We have the course from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you can just keep going and going. And now, how do you raise the money? Tell us.
So it's basically like how you would do a charity walk, where someone may give you $1 per mile or $2 per mile. People donate to me and the other participants in the Maui Nui 500. Sometimes they give 25 cents per hole. Some people give $1 or $2. I've got one guy that's doing $50 per hole, and then another guy that's doing $100 a hole.
Wow!
So
that's
it turns
such
into a
generosity.
It turns in. I'm very blessed. So things with Spare for Change are going nicely, and the word's starting to get out. Especially there on Maui. I mean, I'm handing out 100 clubs a week, and sometimes more than that. And that's where they come into my office there at Maui Nui, and we cut clubs and build whatever they may need. The beginners, I give them 4 or 5 clubs because that's really all you need to get started. Once you get going, then you look into getting a full set so you can fill in the gaps with your shot making.
It's wonderful. We were just talking to Ray Stosic, okay, and at the Sony Open in Hawaii, this is David Havens I'm talking to now. He founded Spare for Change. And at Sony Open, he had a tent. And at the tent, he had hundreds of golf clubs. And people would come up to him, little tiny people, in-between people, grown-up people, men, women, children, all people would come to him. And some had never played the game. And some, you know, had never been fitted to play the game, which is really, really important. Why would you wear a size 12 pair of pants if you're a size 2? So you want to make sure that your clubs fit you. And what David Havens does is he'll take a he'll look at you, look at your hand, size you up. Then he goes and gets a club, and then he cuts it, or he re-grips it, or he just prepares it for you. So that club then becomes your club, and it doesn't cost you anything. You don't pay for it. It's Spare for Change. Tell us why you made it that name, Spare for Change.
Well, yes, Danielle. All my clubs are free that we give out. I made it Spare for Change came about as my give back or thank you to golf. I pretty much have everything in my existence because of golf. And Spare for Change was kind of my way of giving back. I noticed through years of being in the golf business that there was a disconnect with sometimes people will come for lessons or want to play golf, but they don't have clubs and they don't always want to go out and buy, you know, a $200 or a $500 driver or, and so I'm kind of that bridge. And so to get these kids involved and their parents that would come to Sony, I would make the kids a club and then I would have the parents also take a club because if the parents play, the kids are more likely to play more. And so that's the different sauce to Spare for Change is my nonprofit's all about making sure the adults have clubs too. So last year at Sony, we gave out hundreds and hundreds of clubs. A lot of those were to adults. And a lot of them were the military families that come and stay on Oahu for a short time. They don't bring their golf clubs. So we gave out a lot of clubs to the military families last year. And who knows what that'll turn into? I'm sure that that'll mean more time on the course for them and hopefully some more time on the course with their family and their kids playing golf.
So on Saturday, July 27th, Spare for Change is hosting the second Maui Nui 500 golf event, Maui Nui Golf Club. Now, it says we are planning on 20 players for a 7 a.m. shotgun at the ever-improving Maui Nui Golf Club. Now, by the way, they're totally self-sufficient. David Havens has made sure that Maui Nui gets all its electricity from solar. It's amazing what he's done at Maui Nui. But you only got 20? How many people do you want to do this?
Well, if we, with that many people, we still raise plenty of money. Mm. And it's a great experience for the people that come and do it. I have restaurants that put in food for the whole day. There's people that will, they sponsor a hole. And then they sponsor the tee box. And then I do something for them on the green. Because people are going to pass it all day, and they're vendors or people that we deal a lot with, and so it's nice to give them a little something in return for all the support they give me. So hopefully it turns into a little bit more business for them.
I love it. So all of this Spare for Change allows families to spend more time together because, as David said, you know, if the family, everybody has a golf club or two, they can get out on the golf course, a par three or any golf course, play three holes, just have fun together. It doesn't have to be a full 18-hole or 9-hole experience, and it allows families to spend that time together, and it gives people who can't afford to get golf clubs the exposure. They can get out and see if they really like it. It's very, very cool. I really like what you're doing. And you say, you know, Maui, of course, has you, and sometimes you come to Oahu, and then we're lucky. How are you expanding Spare for Change?
Well, I'm hoping to set up a depot or a spot on Oahu because Spare for Change is growing, and there's a lot of people learning about it. I'll give you an example, Danielle. There's people on Oahu that call me about clubs, and when I come to Oahu, a lot of times I'm busy with Aloha Section PGA business, and I don't have time to pick up clubs in certain spots. I have a gentleman there from Oahu Country Club that helps me out with pickups and shipments and that kind of thing. But I'm hoping to get a golf course there on Oahu that will be my depot where I can put 10 or 12 pallets in their cart barn somewhere to where I can take 1,000 clubs and have everything just dropped off at one of the host facilities, kind of like a little satellite Spare for Change there on Oahu. And I'd like to do that on each of the islands because I'm sure people, and there's plenty of golf clubs sitting in garages in Hilo and Princeville and as well as Kapalua that I just haven't gotten to yet. And I'd like to put those clubs in hands of people that could use them.
Yeah.
And sometimes the logistics of getting those clubs to me, it's not always that simple because shipping's expensive. And that's why we're also going to we're going to expand into the mainland too. Back in April, my wife and I, we took the kids back to Virginia and we set up a Spare for Change in Virginia just as a test to see what it was like. We currently have one in Canada as well that is doing really well. I mean, they do tons of clubs, and the guy came and learned what I do from us at Sony. And now he does golf in schools back in Toronto and the Niagara Falls area.
Wow.
So, but there in Virginia, I want to do one to scale to make sure it's done well and see if I can find David Havens in each state to do this kind of work.
David Havens.
So I think it's...
Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
I think it's going to be something that works, and I think it's something that the PGA will get on board with and back because it's a process that works. It's you're getting a golf club to where you can go and have an option to play the best game on earth, in my opinion. And one more thing about the Sony Open, where it's an honor to have that privilege to do that. Because I think that's something that will grow into other PGA Tour events where we build clubs. I also do that at Century, but we have an audience that loves golf already. They're already there. And sometimes it's too good, Danielle, because the kids, when I make them clubs, they want to leave the event so they can go play.
Well, so. We're kids. Yeah, let's go use these right now. You should send. We have to send them over to the Kapalua Golf Academy and get Ben Hongo. He's got all the kids over there, Ben Hongo, so he could have the children that you give the clubs to keep them occupied. That's wonderful. It's so exciting to hear how much you're doing and how much you're expanding. And all the good that you're doing, it's and you know you could have apprentices working to learn the fitting that you do, the way you can size it up and fit a club. It's a wonderful, almost a dying art, and it's great to see you do that, and maybe have people in your various spare for change locations learn how to do it too.
So Danielle, I came over for the ESPN Sports Festival there at Blaisdell. And I brought a kid with me. His name is Nikolai, and he's from Indiana, but he goes to school at University of Louisville. And he came over and cut clubs and did that same work I was doing at the same pace I could cut and build clubs. So there's kids of all ages. I've got a little girl in California. She's 13 years old. I'd given her a club a long time ago, and she wants to help out and get things started in California. And so it's such a simple process. It's a bit of a time monster to make it happen, but I think it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
And Danielle, thank you for all your help helping to promote what we're doing, all the golf professionals and what we do here in Hawaii. We appreciate you.
Oh, I thank you. And I can't tell you how you have filled a gap that is absolutely needed, because there are a lot of people who'd love to have their kid get into junior golf, but you know the expense of buying junior golf clubs pretty big. And then if the child says, you know, I really don't like this, you got these junior golf clubs hanging around. So this is really great. David Havens, PGA Aloha Section, PGA PGA of the Year. He's on the board too. The Havens Experience at Maui Nui, founder of Spare for Change. Thank you for being on the show, and I hope everything is fine when you get home.
Danielle, thank you very much for everything you do, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. There's a wonderful woman who has created Adaptive Golfers, and it's for people who, you know, she was born without fingers on one of her hands. And that hasn't stopped her from being a very powerful force in golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
And thank you very much for listening, and congratulations very much for winning. Derek from the Big Island, you are the winner of the Bridgestone golf balls. And when Rick calls you to find out which one you want, just tell him, because you can take your pick, either the E12 or the E6. All right. This is a wonderful quote. Okay. One person can make a difference. Everyone should try. John F. Kennedy said that. And Gianna Rojas, one lady that has adopted that quote, and you can understand why. She is the one-handed lady golfer, world-ranked adaptive athlete, founder of Adaptive Golfers. Her accolades go on. I mean, what she has done so far is truly amazing. Let's bring her into the clubhouse right now. Gianna, welcome.
Thank you so much, Danielle, and it's an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, it's an honor to talk with you.
I do wish that the interview was live, though. You could have flown me out to Hawaii for this.
You mean you were in studio with us? Yes.
Yeah, well, I will tease you a little. I'm calling you from the golf course, so.
Oh, which one? Where are you?
Well, I'm out in North Myrtle Beach. I'm at the beautiful Barefoot Resort and Golf Club, and we are out on the Fazio course today, although I did scoot on back to the clubhouse so we could do this.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you so much. Is Charlie Reimer around somewhere?
Yeah, actually, I'll be with him and Kelly Tillman next week. he's here in Myrtle Beach, alive and well, and he's tooling around here, and you never know where you're going to run into him, that's for sure.
It's wonderful. He's been on the show when he was transitioning from his full-time duties at Golf Channel Morning Drive and going up to Myrtle Beach, and I just adore him.
This
is Gianna Rojas. I'm going to use that R. She was recently named by the LPGA as one of the top 22 women disruptors in the golf industry. Gianna is the epitome of adaptive empowerment through golf. Keynote speaker and presenter, brand ambassador, advocate, and adaptive athlete. And at the start of 2019, Gianna was selected by the RNA and the USGA as a world-ranked golfer with a disability. Tell me, how did you decide, when did you decide that you wanted to be a golfer?
Well, actually, it goes back. I could put all the blame on my husband. my husband was is still a very avid golfer, and a lot of their friends and their friends' wives were meeting at the club every weekend, and they were kind enough to give me a call when they round about the 15th hole and say, "Come on up and have lunch with us." And I would sit in and have lunch with them, and they would sit around like all golfers do and talk about their morning round.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't have much to contribute. and then sometimes they would go back out, and then I would go back home.
Oh.
And I really started feeling like that 13-year-old girl again. I was born with no fingers on my left hand, and throughout my life, it's always been a little bit of a social challenge, especially from our generation. It was out of the utmost respect. People taught their children, don't look, don't stare, don't ask questions.
Yes.
Well, while the mom is tugging on the little kid that's staring on my hand and they're walking away, they've turned their back on me. And I've been invisible. I've been beat up. I've been pushed down. I've been locked in. I got locked in lockers in middle school once. Mm. Not picked and not asked. And, oh, my gosh, we have to have her because I'm the last man standing. You know, I got this one. I got that. Oh, we got Gianna. So I started feeling like that little girl again, and I said, well, dang, if I could learn how to do everything else in my life, why can't we figure this out? So I started hanging out with him at the driving range. We kept asking a bunch of different instructors, but no one had ever taught someone with one hand before. So we have a few couple of drills maybe, but not to, you know, go out and play golf, especially not to go out and play competitive golf. So we just kind of picked away at it, a lot of trial and error. I'm going to say mostly error. And then about 5 years ago, it just clicked. And we were like, all right, well, we can't figure out how to get 2 points of contact on the club like everybody thinks you need to always have. Because I have my left arm is developed. It wasn't something that I lost during my life, so both arms would be proportionate.
Uh-huh.
My left arm is shorter than my right arm by probably about 4 or 5 inches. And even the proportion from elbow to shoulder is shorter on both arms than the other arm. So we just figured, let's just figure out how to do it with one hand. We tried a couple prosthetics. That was just a hindrance.
Uh-huh.
And it just turned into a one-handed golf swing.
Wow.
So now I am able to get out and play with those wives and those husbands, which actually we're out today doing. And now I'm part of what everybody else is doing, and that's really what it's all about, is really trying to help integrate individuals who have cognitive, physical, sensory health, age-related, doesn't matter what it is. The ball on the hole, don't care if you roll it with your nose or even if you get there. But yeah, to get out there and be with everyone, yucking it up on the golf course and talking smack talk and smoking cigars, and, you know, I'm the full package. I swear I was a guy in another life. You know? So it's just one of those things that evolved. And then at the time when we discovered this whole ability to be able to play golf, I was also the community director for the March of Dimes. And the Barclays was at Liberty National, and I was the director. I ran the walk at Liberty State Park for the March of Dimes for 6 years. So I was using my ability to play golf to bring attention to my birth defect, which was bringing attention to the March of Dimes. And a friend of mine says, you know, Gianna, you got something here. This story is your story. It's not someone telling someone else's story.
Yeah.
It's a story of perseverance and resilience, and it's a story of a life full circle journey that now I have the ability to share what I found out, all the resources that we had to dig for to find. There was no one go-to place where you would find about all things about adaptive golf. So she says, why don't you see what URLs are available? And we started off just, we were going to be a resource hub. But the ability to be able to go out and share and talk to people and help educate, I mean, because that's what it is, really. The only thing that I have to offer is my story, and hopefully it educates not just the individuals who have the challenges, but also helps educate the industry to realize that the stigma of the two-handed, you swing this way, you grip it this way, that isn't always the case, and there are other ways to still be able to move a ball around.
Yeah, swing your own swing. I think somebody said that. Arnold Palmer.
Yep.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORL Waianae, Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. You know, it's wonderful. I see, blind golfers. I see people, on one leg golfing, one of their own, and most have a prosthetic. But I've also seen people who don't use a prosthetic leg. They just balance on their one leg.
Uh-huh.
There are paralyzed golfers who golf.
Yeah.
All of that is, there's no reason to be held back if you want to, but where does the motivation inside when somebody's given up in a way, thinking that they are that kid that nobody wants to have play on the team?
Well, I can definitely tell you what that feels like and where that comes from, because that was me.
Right. But how do you get through that? How do you press out of that and get into an activity? So, you've always felt you weren't good enough, you're not wanted. And now you've got to pick yourself up and say, okay, I'm going to go and change.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if I had known about golf what I know now back then, I could have turned around and said, not today, bully. I got to go play golf. Go pick on somebody else.
Yeah.
it's that golf has so many cognitive and physical benefits, which most people are very aware of, but they don't understand because of ill intent or disrespect, it's lack of exposure. It's lack of understanding that, the ball in the hole, like I said, the ball in the hole don't care if you roll it with your nose or even if it gets there. It's only up to you. And that's why golf lends itself so well to people with any type of challenge. I mean, we all have illness, injuries, we age, our bodies change. And are you willing to adapt and let go of your old game and lighten up your equipment, lighten up your get more flexible shafts? If you need grips that have Velcro on them so you can hold on because maybe you have arthritis in your hands. There's all these amazing resources out there that have always, they've been out there. It's just, it's not something that people have been exposed to.
Yeah, well,
so
I like what
I
you said here.
Me a professional exposure.
Yeah, you're a professional exposure. Despite her own challenges, she inspires and motivates others to get out of bed and out of their head by sharing your story, right? So when you talk and you talk to people who may be in their own head, in their own bed, not getting out, you did it. So why can't they? So, you know, a lot of people.
And that's the thing. They got to see it. They got to. And that's why now I have no business. I have no business on a world ranking. I don't. And I will be honest and say I am a 36.4 handicap. I can drive a ball. I think my furthest drive in one of the long drive contests I did was 176. It's not far. I'm not good. My joke is I don't keep a handicap. I have one. So I play that way. I don't care if I have to pick up, if I'm having a bad hole. I'm not going to – I have respect for the other players that I'm with and the people that are behind us, and I'll pick up a ball. I'll go drop it over there. Why should I give the golf gods another ball? I'm not going to make it over the junk. And I play with that attitude, and people don't – I wouldn't say most people don't even think about it that way. They have to think. They think it's whole. You got to play 18 holes. You got to be good. And if you're not good, don't try. That is the farthest from the truth. You're not catching a ball. You're not throwing a ball. There's no linebacker that's going to tackle you if you have a bad tee shot. Your friends might, but you're not going to get hurt or injured because of your inability to be at the top of your game.
Got
so.
It. Yeah, I like to see
inspiring people to play that way. It's just relax, have fun. You're with other people. You're not stuck and shut in your home like so many people when they're depressed or when they've had a new injury or illness. We get guys and gals that are still in physical therapy. We give them a putter and some foam balls and let them roll balls from the bed if we have to. In South Carolina, in Beaufort, South Carolina, the Children's Hospital. We take those kids out in their beds. We roll the beds out. Let them roll balls from the beds. They're having fun. It doesn't matter. So back to the world ranking thing, my job is to make sure I get pushed off the list very quickly because I'm a 57-year-old golfing grandma with two knee replacements, a bad back, a bad Achilles tendon. You know, I've dislocated one shoulder, this elbow, and my only good thumb, I ripped the ligaments in. It doesn't matter. But the fact that I was being left out, I wanted to find another way. When I found out I was going to be a grandma, I started watching YouTube videos so I could, I mean, if you're a grandma, you must crochet or knit. It's a two-handed thing.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, I just try to figure it out. So my idea and our mission really is more about empowering the individual through golf. Really doesn't have anything to do with the golf. It's the conduit just to get to help people not say, can I? Because neurologically, you're going to fire out, and can I means, well, no, you can't. You have one hand. No, you can't. You got two knee replacements. No, you can't. You got a bad ankle. And then you don't try. But if I look at the situation and I go, how can I? I've decided I'm going to do it. I just don't know the how part. The how part is the trial and error part. And that's where I go out and I try to work with teaching professionals. Actually, Monday I'll be with the LPGA. We've got a webinar where we're introducing adaptive golf player development, and we're talking about not the technique of the golf itself, but the things to be aware of when you have someone that comes to your course that wants to learn, but you've never taught someone with one hand, or you've never taught someone that has cognitive or physical challenges. The idea of what we're doing has evolved, and now it's evolved into this amazing nonprofit organization that we're educating the industry and we're educating the individuals, because if we don't have the industry educated enough, we can't bring the individuals. So it's not, and I'm only one person. I can't be running around everywhere teaching everybody. So we need to plant those seeds and get the instructors and the golf coaches and the volunteers, but also the physical therapists and the rehabilitative specialists to use golf as a therapeutic activity, cognitively and physically. It gets you out of your head.
Gianna Rojas is one-handed lady golfer and founder of Adaptive Golfers. You can find her at adaptivegolfers.org. That's also where, if you're interested, you can go to the Introduction to Adaptive Golf. The webinar is going to be held, and you go online and you'll find, I'm imagining right there on your website, how to participate in the webinar.
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely
fantastic. You'll learn benefits and impact on individuals and the industry, psychosocial benefits, the fundamentals, cognitive impairments, upper limb deficiencies, lower limb deficiencies, multiple amputees, seated golfers, sight blind golfers, hearing impaired, coaches' responsibilities, what to do, what not to say, where to find individuals, and maybe some marketing tips as well. Gianna Rojas, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's my honor, Danielle, and to be continued, I always like to say.
Oh, yes, to be continued. I like how you put that. Thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thank you, too, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about the LPGA because, you know, we got a big season still on the LPGA Tour. They may be kind of wrapping it up, going toward the FedEx Cup and all that stuff on the PGA Tour. Kent Paisley is with us from the LPGA after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futura Stone.
And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, on the LPGA, we have the Marathon Classic presented by Dana. Dow Great Lakes BA Invitational. That's a team event, an inaugural event on the LPGA Tour. Then we're going into back-to-back major championships. We've got the Evian the next week, the AIG Women's British Open, and then we have the Aberdeen Standard Investments Scottish Women's Open, and in Canada, the CP Women's Open, and then the Gambia Portland Classic, and then the Solheim Cup. We've got so much going on. Kent Paisley is the digital content producer for the LPGA. He's in the clubhouse. Welcome in, Kent.
How are you, Danielle? Thanks
Excellent.
For having me.
Excellent. So glad you're here, because I kind of like that Mike Wan found a way to drop a team event. I mean, whenever there's the Solheim Cup or the International Crown, this kind of is an event that gets you kind of into the team sort of spirit. Nice.
Certainly, yeah. It's really fun to see, you know, these players coming together. We're seeing, it's almost a Team USA Solheim Cup preview event. You've got Danielle Kang, Lizette Salas, Lexi Thompson, Christy Kerr, a throwback to Jarena Pillar and Stacey Lewis, and a probable teaming up of Nelly and Jessica of Korda playing together. It's going to be a really fun event, and they got a walk-up song on the 18th this year that really maximized the fun.
So I want them to pump that audio into the television set, and because otherwise, I was watching on the European tour, they do the walk-up song, and it kind of gets, you can't really hear it. So it needs to be, tell them, they have to put it into the speaker system so we can get pumped up like they're getting pumped up and watch them walk up to the song, you know, We Are the Champions, whatever it is. And then we're all in it together and just, yes, that's, you know, my little 2 cents on making that dramatic. The Korda sisters playing together. I like Christy Kerr and Lexi Thompson. What a combination. How do you see those two playing?
Oh, I mean, they have so much experience together from the Solheim Cup. They're very comfortable playing alongside each other, and that's a lot of value, especially in an event where you've got an alternate shot and best ball. That experience is going to really pay off for them in this inaugural.
Yeah, Christy is like on the greens and can't help but sink putts, and Thompson Lexi's got the distance. So, yeah, that's a powerful combination. Right there. And now, is this event that they're playing now, the Marathon Classic presented by Dana, is this the only one that's left for them to get into, let's say, the Solheim Cup standings?
So the Solheim Cup standings runs through for Team USA through the Canadian event.
Ah.
So there's still events left, which the majors are very critical for that. Team USA's points are really crammed between 6 and 11. Brianna Alex has 269.5 points at the 7th spot. Angel Yin has 217 in the 11th spot. And a win at a major during a Solheim Cup year is worth 120 points. So plenty of players are still in control of their destinies to force their way to Glen Eagles.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it's Glen Eagles. I mean, this is amazing. I bet you're looking forward to being there.
I wish I was going, but spoiler alert.
I'm so sorry I brought up a tender topic. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know a lot of people going there are looking forward to going there. How's that?
Certainly. There's definitely a great reason to be looking forward to going there. That's a great track, plenty of history, fun Ryder Cup in 2014. It's going to be a great event.
And that's fantastic. So we're working toward getting onto the Solheim Cup. The majors count for double points, and that's awesome. But we were talking earlier about what would be important to talk about now, and I'm looking at the youth movement that you mentioned, and they were talking about this on Morning Drive, mainly focusing on the young men who are coming out of college. Girls seem to be more prepared at 17, 18, and 19 to get right into the LPGA, and I like how the commissioner takes a look at, you know, their maturity to see if they're ready. But tell us, the young people winning, is it just this fearlessness? What do you think?
I like how you say age 17 first, because You Leave Me Know came out of absolutely nowhere, the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic. 17-year-old who Monday qualified, turned professional in February. She's from San Francisco, California area, and told the local newspaper she wants to pull a Brooke Henderson by Monday qualifying to make the tour, and darn well nearly did it. And it's just there's so much talent at a younger age. And from the Golf Channel, Kate Cockrell made a good point that so many of these players are focused on distance at a younger age now, which is such a key component to the LPGA Tour. Noah at 17 was averaging 270 off the tee at Thornberry. And then now you look at, you know, the major winners, kind of we were talking about before. The 2018 rookie class has won three of the last five majors. You've got Hannah Green at KPMG this year, Jin-Young Ko at ANA, Georgia Hall last year at the British Women's Open. And as you mentioned, it's very clear that there is a comfort level coming in at a younger age. And it's not as surprising as, say, you know, Matthew Wolff coming out and winning so quick on the PGA Tour versus the LPGA.
Yeah, I just remember when I was 17, 18, 19, I thought I could do just about anything, and there was no one who was going to tell me different. So if you have that set about playing golf and being a champion, and you feel that way, there's something you mindset yourself into it. The crashes, didn't have that good of a week, she didn't make the cut, you know, this week. So you're on top of the world one week, and you're at the bottom of the world next because you didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. Did you get a chance to hear how she felt about not making the cut this week?
I didn't get a chance to talk with her, but you did touch on a good point on being, you know, ready so young for no and not being at the top of the golf world just because she didn't accomplish it this week. There's so much that she took away from last week talking with her. And going back and thinking about what I was doing at 17, too, is its own embarrassing part. But she's going to be so ready for Q Series next year. You know, she got a sponsor invite this week to Marathon. There is no top 10. If you finish in the top 10 in an event, you get an exemption to the next week rule on the LPGA Tour. So she'll be ready for our Q Series next year. I can't, unless there's an act of God with how calm and consistent she was, I can't see her not coming through next year, yeah, and becoming a member on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah. Lexi Thompson, interesting interview with her about taking time off and being a regular person, hanging out with her friends, and how she's discovered that is very important, that balance between being a golfer and then discovering that golf isn't everything.
Yeah, it's very difficult to balance on the LPGA Tour. That's something I've noticed consistently throughout this year, players trying to identify ways to not define themselves by their rounds. And that's such an incredibly difficult thing to do. Think of anyone in any industry. You know, if we have a bad day at work, it's hard to not bring it home. And it's something that we all work on throughout our lives. And that's, you know, think about when we're 22, not that I'm that far away from that age, but that's, well, the average winner is 24 on the LPGA Tour. That's so young to be so successful. And then when you fall off the top of the world, talking about with no, as we just mentioned, how do you bounce back? How do you not define yourself by that? And especially this year, we're in the midst of a 12 consecutive week stretch with events. These top players definitely have to take some time and just take a bit of a breather. You could see Lexi, she had her best three tournament run before she took this break. She was playing great golf, but when you're mentally exhausted, you got to take a breather, and the LPGA players have done a good job identifying that.
Yeah, and that's nice. Lexi Thompson and, the Jennifer Kupcho experiencing it now because of the demands, and Stacey Lewis is a veteran at the demands of being the top players in the world, being asked to do more because they are the top players. So, you know, we talk about them, they need time. I imagine the girls who don't have that kind of the luxury of being at the top of the leaderboard, they have their own stresses of, you know, balancing the checkbook, bringing in enough money to take care of the next trip that they want to make so that they can play the next round of golf. Yeah, everybody's got their own, and it's a real... you just have to say kudos to all of the young women who are out there with not the huge purses that the men have, but we're seeing that change. How do you think that, why do you think that happened? What pushed, for instance, AIG to increase the women's British?
I think it's just taking a look at broader society. We're much more understanding of the value these female athletes bring. And, you know, U.S. women's soccer team, for example, we just all saw the magical run they went on and how much excitement and energy and buzz it created across the country. And these female golfers do the same thing. They're incredibly good at what they do. They are at the top of the world. And they deserve just as much as their male peers, and slowly but surely, more companies are recognizing that, and they're contributing more money. One of our top communications people, Roberta Bowman, had a great speech talking about the opportunity that female sports presents instead of viewing it as a potential problem. It's a great opportunity for companies to come in and invest in these rising stars, going back to how young these winners are. Imagine how long they're going to be around for. The storylines these companies can invest in week over week, and how incredible these players are. They are incredible ambassadors of the LPGA Tour. Every week you will see players interacting with younger females watching the sport. Any fan, photos, signatures, whatever they want, great interacting with all the fans that they have. And these players are fantastic human beings, and I think that's a big part of why we're seeing this change.
That's awesome. I never thought it'd be a problem for a company to back a female. You know, it's like that really threw me when you said that. I'm like, really? I want that. I never thought that. I am so excited about this team event, though. The Dow Great Lakes BA Invitational, this inaugural. And won't Jennifer Kupcho and Maria Fassi be playing as team members in this one?
They will be teamed up together. It's going to be fun to watch them.
Yeah, there was probably one of the most exciting events that I've seen all year is watching them play Augusta. That was absolutely fabulous. Knockout. Great, great television. And when you watch the LPGA, it is great television. I want to thank you. It's nice meeting you. I hope you'll be on the show many times, Kent Paisley, digital content producer for the LPGA.
It was a pleasure, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. Aloha Power has more equipment in stock at both Sand Island and Waipahu locations than any store in town. Aloha Power Equipment. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. It's Rainer Doors. You can increase the value of your home with a Rainer Door. It's as simple as that. Make a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, 676-3667. Futurastone's master craftsman, turning your project that you've dreamt of having, yes, whether it's for your office or your home, for your warehouse, your showroom, artwork, they design it. Only the best, specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, Roman stack walls, AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and a whole lot more coming soon. Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. My ride's going over there tomorrow. Protect your ride. Detail Boulevard is on Baritania. As you're driving down, it's on the left side of the road. You're driving along, and you're just passing Keamoku, and it's the second driveway in. You'll see the sign, Detail Boulevard. They have loaner cars. Yeah, you can drop off your car, take one of theirs, and you can take care of business and go back and get your beautiful car. Yes, and Oahu Extraction, you got to have their number, okay? Your plumber's number and your number. When it floods, their number, that is, Oahu Extraction's number. When it floods, the water, or worse, the sewer pipes, they break. Mud inundates your home. You got to call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They are on site in 90 minutes. You want to get them right away. The sooner they start, the better it is for your home. 330-6212, Oahu Extraction. And Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter how large or small, whether you're starting from the ground up or you're making a repair, a renovation, you're redoing the entire plumbing stack and you're 30-story building, or you're bringing your grease traps up to code. Creative Plumbing. Yes, it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, and Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson from Claude Brousseau. He's at Maui School of Golf on Maui. All right, if you want to catch any part of this show, you can always listen to us at radiogolfclub.com. There's the listen link that is live, and there's the podcast link. It has all the shows. And I want to thank the people who make this show possible, including Bridgestone. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.